Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's May 10th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's November 4th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Here's an incredible question to start the week, Nazarene, from our good friend Dave Olson at WIBC, Indianapolis, Indiana. Does God ever regret giving man free will?
God bless you, Dave, for asking this question, for it is perhaps the most important one that could be ever asked. No, God never regrets giving mankind free will. It is by free will that man loves God, and it is by the love that is given God that he controls the universe. Without love freely given, God could not do the wonders that he does. It is the love of God that makes it possible for him to return his blessings to all that he has created. No, God never regrets giving man free will. Free will is a driving force of the universe. God does regret that sometimes some of his blessed souls take the wrong path and go down into the darkness and destroy themselves with free will. But he could not take free will back, because if he took free will back, all that exists would slowly decay and die. It is by free will that everything exists. Free will is God's most marvelous and greatest creation. It is one of the greatest wonders that has ever come into being. No, Dave, God never, ever regrets the marvelous gift of free will that he gave to all. It is the greatest thing in all of the universe, and without it, none of us could exist.
That's marvelous, Nazarene. I thought you'd say something like that, and I'm not surprised Dave asked such a marvelous question.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here, John Lennon and Demetrius, for Christmas, wrote a story, 3rd Platoon Christ Brigade, which is a very interesting adventure, and I highly recommend it. It is available at
www.voicesfromspirit.com/V19NN7/links.htm.
And I ask you to go and read it, because I know it is something that you will enjoy.
Well, that, Nazarene, in a previous segment, you mentioned that you and the apostles told dirty jokes to each other. I can't imagine that. Can you give us some examples that wouldn't be too inappropriate?
Now, Alora, I wouldn't call them dirty jokes. They were just jokes based on the male-female relationship. Now, let me see. Peter used to say, well, you know, my wife won't do anything all day unless she gets 20 minutes in the morning first, if you know what I mean. And we all knew what he meant. Mark used to say, you know, I think that priest's wife must be dead, considering how much he visits the widows. And we all knew what he was saying when he said that. Judas used to say, you know, it's very strange. That man told me he lives with his brother, but his parents told me he was an only child. We knew perfectly well what he was talking about. Just because a joke is based on a male-female relationship, Alora, does not necessarily mean that it's dirty. I mean, things can be said tactfully, things can be said nicely, but they can still be a little bit humorous. Oftentimes, what people call a dirty joke is just a way that men and women have of expressing their pent-up frustrations about each other. We all have our feelings about the opposite sex. We all get frustrated with them sometimes. It's a very natural phenomenon. God did not make us perfect. He gave us free will. And that free will means that sometimes we're going to irritate each other. But the purpose of a husband and wife is not to irritate each other too much. Sometimes even the ladies endured the jokes. It's just humor, Alora.
Well, Nazarene, I don't know if people today would find those jokes too funny, but I think they're rather cute. It makes Peter sound more human, more alive. I don't think they're that dirty either.
We'll be back again.